Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey folks, this is Jason Lewis, the producer of the From the Shadows podcast. I just want to remind you about our website, fromtheshadowspodcast.com. We have a Facebook page. We would appreciate it if you like and follow. Also, join our discussion group on Facebook called After the Shadows. We have a Twitter feed. Please follow us on Twitter. It can be found with @podcast_from. Follow us on Instagram at From the Shadows Podcast. We have a YouTube channel. Go to the search bar of YouTube and put From the Shadows Podcast, and please subscribe to that channel. We are also on the Odyssey Radio Network, and we can be found there at odyssey1.com. We're still on the traditional podcatchers that everybody loves to listen to us on. We get a lot of feedback, so please rate the podcast and communicate with whether you're on Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, or Google Podcasts. We're there, and we appreciate it when you leave comments for us. We also have a Patreon page. It can be found at www.patreon.com/from the shadows. You can receive books, stickers, coffee mugs, and special content just for our Patreon subscribers. Check it out for yourself and see what packages that we have to offer. Well, that's all I have for you right now, folks. And thanks for being a part of the From the Shadows podcast family. So with that being said, let's get this episode started.
So, Howler, I guess this is going to be our Thanksgiving special.
Yeah, so is this coming out today? Is he going to be out of the hospital? I guess Jason going to be out of the hospital to put it. It might be the Thanksgiving special that comes in the week after Thanksgiving or something. You know,
I don't know. I guess yes, people have been following along. You know, we're recording. We try to record a couple episodes at a time, so we're still recording this. Well, Jason's still in the hospital. But if you're hearing it, he's out, like we explained last time. But this one will air. Should be airing the day before Thanksgiving. Everybody's getting ready for Turkey Day, you know?
That's right.
Like, what's your – now, you know, you've told a legendary turkey story on here.
Where the inner city hunter come out and chop my cousin's –
Bocephus the turkey. What's your favorite part about Thanksgiving? Other than just eating?
Well, that's what I usually just eat so much I get sick, you know, and swear I'm not gonna do it again, and I get up next day and eat. You know, ham. I eat when Thanksgiving comes around, we eat more ham than turkey. I'll eat, my in-laws will buy one of them honey baked ham. Does that sound right? Honey baked ham.
Yeah.
My in-laws buy this big old honey baked ham, and my brother-in-law and his family, he's got one of them petite families, right? Where they don't eat much, you know, they're like little birds. They just nibble a little bit. So that leaves it up to my family to take up the slack. Now my kids ain't going to eat that much ham. So that leaves it to me, and I eat ham 3 meals a day until it's gone. Or until I come home and it's gone, I go to the fridge and remind me to talk about the fridge. But when I go to the spare fridge that the leftovers are in, and because I ate it for breakfast, ham and eggs, I ate it for lunch, ham sandwich. I come in the evening and go to eat some ham, and it's mysteriously gone. I ask my wife, what's happened to all that leftover ham? She says, it's a week old. I threw it out. My mission is to eat it all before she thinks it's too old and throws it out. That's my Thanksgiving mission every year.
Hey, look, man, everybody's got to have goals, right? I mean, you know, leftovers, that's the funny thing is leftovers I think, are probably almost most people's favorite part of Thanksgiving.
You would think, you know, that, and I usually watch Detroit. Detroit almost always plays on Thanksgiving, right?
Oh, Detroit and Detroit plays at noon and Dallas plays late.
Yes, and now, I don't care about Dallas.
Now, but because it's, yeah, now because it's a Thursday, there's a third game. Because, you know, you can't get ever get enough NFL.
So I said in dream, I wish I was Matthew Stafford. Because if I, you know what I mean, if I could be a NFL quarterback like that, I think Detroit would be my number.
Well, you know, Matthew Stafford's not a Detroit.
I know. That's why I said so. I don't know if I'm going to be able to watch it this year because Stafford's down there in L.A., you know what I mean? Uh-huh. So
he's much better off.
Well, at least he's got better weather.
He's much better off because I think the Browns play the Lions next week, and the Lions are like 0-7-1 or 0-8-1 after tying Pittsburgh.
I don't know after today if the Browns have got any football left in them.
Yeah, they look kind of defeated. I will say that. I will say that. But
I mean, what was the final score today?
It was like 45-7.
Yeah, there you go. It was terrible. And I love Baker Mayfield, too.
He's playing hurt, but, you know, you hurt the team a little bit more than you help them if you keep
that's
playing.
That's right. Well, I don't know. Anyway, let's get into Thanksgiving stories. I know I've told the story about picking up the parolee on Thanksgiving.
I don't know. Did you?
Well, I'm sure I did.
I mean, look, we are 100 episodes into the Howler. I almost can't. I mean, very few times have you ever repeated a story. So, I mean, is it going to kill anybody if you repeat a story about picking a parolee up?
I was driving down the highway, and people that know, you know, I've got a few local listeners now. I was northbound from King. I was assigned to Mexico, Missouri as a young trooper. And it rolls up the streets at 6 o'clock in the evenings or holidays or Sundays. You know what I mean? It's a nice town, but boy, it goes away. But we're only 15 miles from the interstate, but the county lines divide in a place called Evol. So there was guys assigned to the interstate. I was assigned north interstate to the country. Does that make sense? But when you wanted to eat, or if it was in the middle of the night, or you know what I mean, something, the married guys would go home and eat leftovers or whatever. But you could run down to the interstate, and there's Taco Bell. You know, there was stuff there, right?
Yeah.
So I had run down there, huh? And usually you time it with somebody, you know, one of the interstate guys, or, you know, I had some classmates down there or whatever. And anyway, I was coming out of on the holiday weekend, and I, for some reason, I don't remember if it was Thanksgiving Day or the next day. It doesn't matter, but there's this guy hitchhiking. And he doesn't realize he's got his thumb in the air. It's dark, kind of not cold enough to really snow, kind of more of a kind of a spit and rain type stuff. And he sticks his thumb out. About the time he sticks his thumb out, I get close enough to him and realizes I'm a cop car. And he tries to spin around, you know what I mean, pull it in and go back like, no, I'm just walking up the four lane. I didn't mean that. So I hit the red lights on. And I think in theory, hitchhiking is illegal and picking up hitchhiking is illegal. But I pulled over and I said, hey, man, can I help you? And one thing leads to another. And he acted real nervous. So then I'm going, okay, what's going on? Is he John Dillinger? Is he leaving? So I said, hey, man, why don't you let me see your ID? I'm not driving. I said, I didn't say you were driving. I said, I need to see your ID. Well, but I'm not doing anything wrong. And I said, I never said you were doing anything wrong, dude. This is what I'm saying. When you in Missouri, when you get your driver's license or your ID, you sign a little thing that says you'll at least show it to the cops. It's an administrative deal when they ask. Okay. And if you say no, theoretically they get suspended or take it away, but they never do. So he harumps around with me. It's like deep down, he wanted to argue with me, but he was too scared to, you know, and this is a dude's older than me. You know, I'm 25, 26 years old, and this guy's 35, and he looks like he's been around a little bit, right? Well, the ID he brings out is a Missouri prison ID. Yep, that's the only ID he's got. Got my inmate ID, XYZ123. Okay, that makes more sense. Where are you headed to? And he was headed up to his, he had just gotten out of prison, obviously. And he had done his time in Licking, Missouri, which don't mean anything to you. But it would be like saying they let you out of prison in Cincinnati and you got to get to Cleveland. You know what I mean?
Oh, boy.
It's like, oh, yeah. It's like, and I said, dude, I thought they'd give you a bus ticket or I thought you did. He said, man, that's in the movies. He said, sometimes they, you know, if they get you at least away from the town the prison's in will help you get out of town so you don't do some stuff there. But, you know, there ain't a whole lot of transportation. So I don't remember what he went to prison for. Nothing real bad. I don't know, he robbed somebody, stole some stuff, beat somebody up, shot him. I don't remember. But I didn't think, whatever it was, I didn't think he was, you know, a bad criminal. He's just a criminal. So I said, hey, this is the deal, man. Hop in the car and I'll get you up here to town. And we were about 60 miles from his mom's house where he needed to go. Now it's Thanksgiving weekend, right? And I said, this is a deal. If they do not call me, as I started talking to him, you know, I search him. I'm driving up, you know, and he's kind of quipping a little bit. Man, this is the first time I got to sit in the front seat of a cop car. Yeah, you know, cool, whatever. And we're driving up. I said, man, I can't believe you're walking in the rain, snow. And he said, yeah, or, you know, sleet. And he said, yeah, I'm just trying to get home to mom and you know, blah, blah, blah. So, and he keeps just talking about how he wants to get home to mom and he misses her so much and he can't believe everything he's put her through. And it was tugging at my heartstrings. So I said, hey, this is the deal. I'm going to keep driving in the direction of your mom's house. And if they don't call me, I'll just see how far I can take you. But if they call me, you're going to have to get out of the car. You know what I mean? Man, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. It's going to mean so much to her. You know I missed yesterday, but it'll mean so much for me being home. So I end up driving about 60 miles and we're on a state highway and we're about to turn off and, you know, I'm turning off on like a gravel road to go down this road about a mile to where mom lives, right? And as I turn off, he starts getting a little hinky and he says, man, I hope my brother's not here. And I said, what do you mean you hope your brother's not? And he goes, oh, shit, I got all kinds of problems with my brother. Ever since I went to penitentiary, my brother's been on me and it's just not good. And I said, well, you didn't have any contact with him while using the penitentiary. Why would he? I mean, why would he care, man? You live here. It's your mom too. And he said, yeah, but I beat him and mom up. That's why they put me in prison. We had a big fight here at the family deal after dad died. And that's one of the reasons they revoked my probation and sent me to penitentiary.
And so he's going to show up for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So he didn't have no idea. So here I brought him all the way to his victim's house. You know what I mean?
He took you back to the scene of the crime.
Took him right back, you know? I said, well, this is the deal, buddy. I'm going to bring you to the end of the driveway and kick you out. And if we get called here, you're the first person that's going to jail. And he said, I understand. I never heard from him again. So. But here he's talking all this. Oh, I can't wait to see my mom get home and the family. And family's everything. You know, you go through something like I've been through and family, you find out family's all you got. Yeah, what'd you do? Well, I beat up my brother and smacked my mom around because we got in a family fight over who was getting everything when dad died. Okay. Nothing says family like a fight.
Hey, if it ain't at the holidays, have it be at the funeral, right?
Yeah, well, what I wanted to talk about is loading turkey trucks and chicken trucks.
Let's go. About.
You know what
well,
I mean?
Let's hear about loading. Let's hear about loading.
Hey, there was a place where I grew up called Jonas's Chicken Ranch. That's what we called Jonas's Chicken Ranch, but I'm sure it was. And they had laying hens. And I don't know if you guys ever worked in a real old fashioned chicken house like that, but they had three or four layers of these hens in cages that would lay an egg every day, and it would roll down into a thing, a tray that collected them all. Okay.
Okay. And when I say
these chicken houses are probably, I don't know, 30 by 40 by 120 or something. And they're elevated. Yeah. They're about 10 foot off the ground. Because all the chicken droppings fall right through a mesh floor, and a dude in a bobcat every couple of weeks scrapes it all out. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know exactly what I'm talking about, but I'm just putting out there some of these viewers. So what happened is, these chickens would get X amount of days old, and then or months old or weeks old or whatever it was, and they would collect them all and put them in those coops that get stacked up to put in the truckish 18 wheelers you see them driving by. You know what I'm talking about? And what the rumor was is they said what happened is when those laying hens got their when they timed out, they were sent down to Campbell's for soup. And I don't know if that's true or not. But I started doing that when I was 13, 14 years old, and the whole place would be, so you'd have 15, 20, maybe 30 local. Now, all these German farm kids, I mean, that was just a rite of passage that if you needed to, because you got paid, I think we got paid $40 at the end of the day. I don't remember what kind of formulation it was supposed to be, $8 an hour for 8 hours, whatever it was. But that old man would come through there with a stack of 20s and give every kid that was there the whole day two 20s. And when you back in the 80s, when you're 13 years old, $40 was, I mean, yeah, right? Gas was $7.05 a gallon. So it'd be like getting $42 an hour or something, or 82, but I don't even know what it'd be like. You know, it'd be like getting 10, five times gas. So it'd be like getting $100. But what would happen is, as an seventh and eighth grader, walking through this thing, you would be walking in so you'd have to reach in and physically pull that chicken out of the coop, and you would hang it upside down with its feet in between your first and second finger. And then you'd get another one and put him between your second and third finger and a third one, you know. So, like, I have big hands. And if you were a big country kid, you might be able to hang 8, 10 chickens, 4 or 5 from each hand, right? So you are walking unarmed down this long hallway with your hands full of chickens. And some, maybe it's your best friend, maybe it's your sister. Maybe it's that senior that didn't like you. They'll pick an egg out of this tray. Now, they're supposed to go by and pick up the eggs in the morning before they get the chickens, but some chickens lay later than others. And they throw this egg from four aisles over, and it just hits you or hits some kid like a mortar. You know what I mean? You get hit in the head with an egg. You get chicken crap on you. And at the end of the day, I think it made us better citizens. Now, I know my kids are on the Twitter and all these other things, you know what I mean? But I think hauling chickens and turkeys, loading them up by hand like that, and putting them in a coop and sending them to their demise in the Campbell Soup Factory made us better, more productive citizens than the social media. What do you think? You don't think nothing. You don't like it. But no matter how many, you know, we had guys that you'd get to the end of the day, I'm never going to eat another chicken, or I won't eat another chicken all week or all month. Not me, buddy. We'd load them chickens up, and I don't care how many eggs I hit on my head or what had happened. I'd be the first one down to give me a 3-piece strip meal. Didn't bother me one bit. So happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the From the Shadows podcast. Until next time, never shy away from the darkness or what may be lurking in the shadows. We are out.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.